السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The message of today will containing some verses extremely important. Extremely important. Okay? Chapter An-Nur. Chapter An-Nur. And Chapter An-Nur from almost around verse 10, 11, until 20. Extremely important message for all of us. Extremely important message for all of us. What is that? This message about the dangers of spreading rumor, message, lie, conspiracy, you name it, without verifying the source of knowledge and make sure it is knowledge. Somebody asked me a question. What about a wife talking about her husband, about a meal, about this? Is it betrayed? Is it betrayed? And if you talk about somebody, is a namima and ghaiba. And if it's true, it is ghaiba. And if it's not true, is a buhtan, is a lie. The bottom line, and you can look in the internet, you find many major scholars in the ummah talk about it. I will tell you, 99% of 100, maybe more, of all the activity in Facebook is haram and you're committing major sins. Why? Very simple. If you spread the message of Allah, mashallah. If you elevate the name of Allah, mashallah. If you do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar with the true knowledge, mashallah. If you try to unite between people's heart, mashallah. If you try to alleviate suffering of other, mashallah. Anything to do with Allah and Islam and goodness sake, mashallah. But this again, it has to be purified and verified and make sure what you're spreading is true and a good source. Okay, inshallah. Anything else, it become a dunya, gossip, backbiting, namima, you name it. And the musiba in here, if I do something internal myself, I will be accountable for it. Read the end of chapter Al-Baqarah. And if I committed by my tongue, I have to make tawbah from it. If you spread it in internet, you will never make able tawbah from it. Because even if you make tawbah from it individual, what about the thousand and thousand of message of yours has been spread, carrying mischief and fitna and backbiting? How you can make tawbah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, I will tell you, you will wish you never did it. You will wish you never did it. You will wish you never did it. And now you add to that, look at the amount of loss of time, effort, disease of the heart just by spending time over Facebook or this and that or Twitter or you name it. Be careful. And if you don't believe me, go to internet, look to all the major scholars about this topic and hear them carefully what they're talking about it. And for me today, I'm giving you a gift of a lifetime around verse 12 to 20. Read it carefully and misunderstand it. The 21 to 22 is a message, but I will not give you what the meaning is, a question for you. 35 to 38, another message. Please, I want to your reply. 55, a comprehensive message and a promise of Allah for the Ummah until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Good news for the whole Ummah, but for whom? Who will carry it? 55, don't ever forget it, is a constitution, hope of the support and victory from Allah to the believer. 63, 64, a message. Very important message. Please, you know, reflect. Chapter Al-Furqan. Chapter Al-Furqan, verse 20. The constitution of life. We have to get fitna. It's a must. 27-31, a complete message about companionship. Don't ever forget these verses. 27-31. Read them carefully. You will comprehend something. You will wish you listen to me now before you die. Al-Furqan 43-44. Another message and a question. What it mean? 50, a very beautiful question. What it mean? 52, a very beautiful question. What it mean? 58, a very beautiful message and question. What it mean? I'm not going to tell you. Now, from 63 to the end. From 63 to the end, Ibadur Rahman. You want to know who you are? You want to know completely who you are? You want the scale to know who you are? Read chapter Al-Furqan, verse 63, all the way down to the end. You will know who you are. Chapter Al-Shu'ara, verse 1 till 9. A very important message. I will not tell you what it means. Please make a big, big question mark about it. What it means. 88 and 89, another message. And 200 till the end, 227, a complete comprehensive message for the whole Ummah. Please take all this seriously. I promise you, if you follow my messages and you read all these verses carefully, it will make you comprehend not only yourself, your family, condition of the Ummah and the future. I promise you. This is the word of Allah, is not my word. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who spread that word to elevate the deen of Allah, the name of Allah, Islam and Hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us spread the cause to alleviate the suffering of others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us to be a part of mischief, fitna, backbiting, namima, whatever it is. May Allah save us from ourselves. And now today I can tell you, may Allah save us from our finger. May Allah save us from our tongue. May Allah save us from our heart. May Allah save us from our eyes and ear. They are the slave. Yawm al-Qiyamah, they tell you why you do not care about us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us and make them, all this faculty, witness to us, not against us. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. A very comprehensive, extremely important message for those who want to save their soul before they die. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And may Allah save me first.